بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لقمان قال لابنه يا بني عليك بمجالسة العلماء واسمع كلام الحكماء فإن الله يحيي القلب الميت بنور الحكمة كما يحيي الأرض الميتة بوابر من السماء رواه الطبراني رحمه الله سيدنا Abu Umama radiallahu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Hazrat Luqman radiallahu an, he mentioned to his son, he said to his son that Ya Bunay, O my beloved son, alayka bimujalasat al-ulama, hold fast to the company of the ulama and listen to the words of the wise, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he revives the dead heart with the nur of hikmah, of wisdom, just like he revives the dead earth with the monsoon rain. Now in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating an advice of Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu was a very great saint of one of the eras of the past, who was so well known for his wise words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has said regarding him that we have given him wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dedicated almost an entire page of the Quran to narrating Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu's words of wisdom. So in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning one piece of advice that he Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu gave to his son. What did he say to his son? This advice is an ocean of knowledge, but in these few minutes we will try to explain what we can. He said, عَلَيْكَ بِمُجَالَسَةِ الْعُلَمَاءِ, hold fast to the company of the ulama. وَاسْمَعْ كَلَامَ الْحُكَمَاءِ, and listen to the words of the wise. Ulama, people who have people who have knowledge. And hukama, people who have wisdom. Now wisdom is a very common term in our terminology. But in the terminology of the Quran and the hadith, wisdom means understanding of deen and practice upon deen. So Hazrat Luqman radiallahu anhu is telling his son that hold fast to the company of the ulama and listen to the advice of the people who have an understanding of deen and who have practice upon deen. So basically, find those ulama who have ilm, that is, they are ulama, and with that they have understanding and practice upon deen. So ilm and practice upon deen. And when you find them, then one thing you do is sit in their company. And the second thing you do is listen to their words. So this is the first part of the narration. And if you look at this carefully, he gave his son two pieces of advice. One thing he said was sit in their company. And the other thing he said is that listen to their words. These are two separate things that a person should do when he finds those ulama who have practiced. He should listen to their words, and with that he should sit in their company. In our time, these two advices are very pertinent. Because in our time, a person can listen to the words of ulama very easily without sitting in their company. By sitting at home, listening on the receiver, listening on YouTube. So if a person does this, he is only practicing upon half the advice. He's listening to the words, but he is not in the company. Because, like I said, this advice would take a long time to explain properly. But let me explain in simple words. When a person goes into the company of those ulama who are practicing, then he gains two benefits. One is their words. He gains understanding through their words of what to do. And the second thing is that their hearts are affected by the heart of this practicing alim. And the heart gains nur through the nur that is in the heart of the practicing alim. That you cannot gain by listening to it over the receiver on YouTube. Unless, of course, a person, he is in a situation where he cannot, he is unable to come to the masjid for whatever reason, women, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them both benefits. So this is the advice he gave his son. And to emphasize this piece of advice, he mentioned one great benefit. And he mentioned that the person who has a dead heart, who is the person who has a dead heart? The person who has a dead heart is the person who has no inclination towards deen. Completely off track. So Zul-Luqman radiallahu anhu tells his son that if a person with a dead heart goes into the company of a practicing, God-fearing alim, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive his dead heart, just like he revives the dead earth through the monsoon rain. We would not fully understand this example. To understand this example, you would have to go to those countries where rain is seasonal. In those countries, it is very hot and rain is seasonal. Before the rain comes, if you look at the earth, you would not think that anything can grow here. Completely barren. But after the heavy rain starts, not within weeks, within days, plants start to appear. So Luqman radiallahu anhu is telling his son that if a person with a dead heart goes into the company of such ulama, then within days his heart will start to flower. So if this is the case of a person who with a dead heart, then a person who already has some understanding of deen, he will benefit even more. In simple terms, this is the doorway to all good. Because a God-fearing, practicing person with knowledge has the full deen in front of him. So when you go in his company, he will direct you to that portion of that aspect of deen, that part of deen that he knows you need. So this is the doorway to all good. If a person who makes it a purpose to hold fast to any alim, as long as he two qualities are there, practicing and ilm, then and regularity, every week, if not every week, then every second week. Then over time, he will see that his connection to deen remains. If the connection was not there, it is created. And if the connection is there, it is increased until it becomes a complete mu'min. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon these words of wisdom. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.